First, we join Pope Benedict XVI in St. Peter's Square for his weekly general audience with over 50,000 pilgrims from across the world for his ongoing weekly catechesis focusing on the Psalms. Thousands of pilgrims braved the unsettled skies to gather around Pope Benedict XVI for the open-air general audience, and they were rewarded not only because the sun shone, but also because they got a chance to listen to his message to them this Wednesday, a message with a warning against the glaring idols rampant in modern society.
Idols are merely a product of man's desires, and are as impotent and lifeless as a statue.
Strong words anticipated, perhaps, by the music echoing through the square with the notes of the second half of Psalm 134. A psalm, the Pope stressed, which may denounce those who seek salvation without God in a distorted and misleading manner by placing their hopes in the deceptive desire of wealth, power and success, but one which also presents a dramatically different religious vision with God at the heart of our lives.
A living and personal God whose efficacious and saving presence stands at the heart of authentic faith as he guides and takes pity on his people.
This psalm, with its two religious visions, one false and the other true to God, Pope Benedict concluded, while recognizing the existence of idolatry, also ends in hope with a liturgical blessing where the whole community gathered in the temple offers its prayers to God in celebration of his love and saving embrace.
But let us also rejoice that there are people who every day embrace the faith and in unison with all believers exclaim from their hearts, "Let us bless the Lord."